Community groups have criticized Pauline Hanson's call for a monocultural Australia. The One Nation leader used her speech at the National Press Club earlier this week to call for an end to the policy of multiculturalism, declaring it had failed. The Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia, FECA, says it completely rejects Ms. Hanson's remarks, calling it an attempt to resurrect the White Australia policy and to promote division. FECA Chair Peter Dukas says Ms. Hanson's remarks ignore the key role of migrants in Australia's history and national identity.
The idea of a monocultural Australia is not mainstream. So people from all backgrounds, all faiths, all religions, multicultural Australia is what is normal here. It's what has always been normal here. And what Ms. Hanson is saying, is talking about, is not only a revisionism or a nostalgia for a policy that's long gone. It's something that never was. And I think that's what we need to be mindful of.
The Australian National Imams Council condemned what it called a tired and divisive narrative from Ms. Hanson in blaming migrants for Australia's housing, energy, and cost of living challenges. It urged Senator Hanson to engage in constructive dialogue rather than blaming those who pray differently, look different, or speak another language at home.